Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast today, going to be partly sunny, warm and humid, high around 87. Kenosha at this hour, 71 degrees. It's 67 in Burlington, Milwaukee 76 and 72 in Racine. Tuesday's primary election ballot was arguably highlighted by the GOP race between Paul Ryan and challenger Paul Nehlen, the latter having a lot of financial backing, but not enough to defeat the incumbent.
We can tackle our country's biggest, most pressing problems before they tackle us. We can restore the optimism that is there in that small business owner from Janesville. We can restore the optimism that's in the heart of that farmer from Elkhorn, that's in that worker that gets up at 6 a.m. to work tool and die in Racine, or that's in that college kid in Kenosha. They all want to find and reach their version of their American dream.
Speaker Ryan soundly defeating Nehlen by an 84-16% margin, which sets up November in the general election ballot between Ryan and Democratic winner Ryan Solo.
The issue that I have been pushing is the fact that we need to get our financial house in order if we're hoping to move forward on any other issues. I'm looking at health care and education as being some of the primary focus for me. But, we have to have a way to pay for those, and that's why I'm looking at the fiscal side.
Solon's the S.E. Johnson employee and Iraq War veteran who defeated Thomas Bryan in the primary for the Democrats. He's now looking forward to debating Paul Ryan. Tuesday's primary, not a great day for Nehlen. He had a lot of problems going on there. One of them a bit of an electioneering issue, or at least according to reports, at the polling site for the Mount Pleasant Village Hall. A man with a Tennessee license plate on his truck was walking up and down the sidewalk in front of the building with a Nehlen sign. Police Sergeant Tom Peterson responded and tried to explain state law to the man, which includes a 100-foot restriction.
He may or may not be fine with it, but he was fine with it with me. I didn't hear any complaints from him.
That man kept walking the sidewalk along the street in front of the building, well outside the 100-foot limit. Peterson adding that officers did check other polling sites for any potential problems after several complaints were received. Also yesterday, the Nehlen campaign had a Twitter account posting of a photograph that appeared to be a completed ballot with a pen mark next to the name and the message, "Hire Nehlen, Save America," which is not allowed. The message is okay, just not the ballot. Toughest part, of course, probably coming later in the day with the election defeat. It was just a few hours before the polls closed yesterday, the Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Russ Feingold stopped in Racine at the county party headquarters building on 6th Street downtown, helping to rally the supporters there and joined what was billed as a canvas kickoff. The one-time senator trying to get his old job back from incumbent Ron Johnson said that voter turnout is going to be crucial.
And of course, we had the early voting. Even though the Republicans in this state have tried to limit it, voter ID and all this stuff, we went out into 7 cities around the state saying, okay, this is coming up, take advantage of the early voting, let's get in the habit of voting in the primary, and so you're ready for the November election. So this is the best way to respond to these guys.
Feingold saying that middle-class Americans are frustrated because they can't seem to get ahead. Again, after yesterday's primary, it's going to be Russ Feingold against Ron Johnson for the U.S. Senate in Wisconsin come November. Democratic Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore moving on to the general election, an easy primary victory over former state Senator Gary George, the native of Racine, getting 84% of the vote. She will have a Libertarian candidate, Andy Craig, and an independent challenger, Robert Raymond, in November. For Milwaukee County District Attorney, a lot of negative ads late in the campaign, but John Chisholm, the incumbent, will be back serving another term, looks like, easily defeating challenger Verona Swanigan, 65-35%. And it only affects the Waterford area in far northwest Racine County, but there was a GOP primary for the 83rd Assembly District seat that incumbent David Craig is giving up to run for the Senate. The winner out of 4 candidates, Chuck Wechters, who is an alderman from Muskego. He has no Democratic opponent, though, in the November election. More than 1,300 gallons of gasoline stolen from the BP gas station along the East Frontage Road at I-94 in Caledonia between July the 25th and August the 3rd. Police asking the public for help in trying to catch the offender. There's a photograph of a red van at one of the pumps and a press release that says the driver used some kind of a device to get past the credit card reader to activate the pump all 3 times. The release says large holding tanks or 55-gallon drums inside that vehicle were filled before the van drove away. Security video, the only evidence available. Anyone who might have some additional information, though, is asked to contact Caledonia Police, 262-835-4423. Detective Rick Rager is at extension 179. City of Racine could have a cart-provided semi-automated solid waste collection system going with carts for recycling by this time next year. Public Works and Services Committee supports a plan to retrofit trucks that would pick up from current locations, including alleys, and require a separate bulky waste program. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen got stopped, as you know, by the council for moving on a fully automated system until a plan could be presented. And he said this will address the key issue of employee safety, also making operations more efficient, noting minimal impact on customers versus the initial proposal, and requiring spacing when it came to cart pickup.
It would be a 96-gallon cart. We would issue that to each residence for them to use. There would be no significant changes to the recycling system. We collect that semi-automated now. That would remain just in place. So, if you will, we'll start collecting solid waste just like we would collect recycling now. That option, we collect all the refuse at currently where it's put out. So if it's in an alley on a street, that isn't going to change.
One noticeable change, though, like with the original automated system, call-ins on bulky waste, for which Yellen said the plan in progress could involve one free pickup per quarter as well as year-round drop-off capability. Committee's recommendation will now go to the council. Unified School District offering to the public at no cost a limited number of bricks from the old Knapp School, which was demolished, as you know, in favor of the new building, which will open for the first time in a few weeks. Chance to pick up one brick per person until they're gone between 10 a.m. and noon tomorrow, Unified Headquarters on Mount Pleasant Street. In Kenosha, a change for the name regarding the new stadium at Bradford High School, the athletic facility. There was a name recommended, Mary D. Bradford Stadium. It was rejected, though, by the Board of Education, 3-2. A 20-member committee had forwarded Mary D. Bradford. 3-2 was the vote in favor of Olin Arrington Jr. Stadium, one-time school board member, first African-American member who passed away about 6 years ago. In Sturtevant, some obstacles still in the way of a proposed disc golf course at the Hiawatha Crossing Ponds area, but the trustees apparently are willing to at least continue the discussion. It was to talk about it last night, in which Trustee Johnny Johnson noted the area was designated as a water retention area, but not a park.
Hiawatha presents a challenge because of the way that it's configured down there. Because of the way where the village's land starts and ends.
That's Village President Steve Jansen noting not much room to expand the parking, which is only about a dozen spaces right now. No action taken by the board. Rose Woodruff in Sturtevant has been advocating for a library for several years. Last night at the continual committee meeting, she asked for the support of the trustees, believing that a library could also double as a community center. Board will formally endorse the idea with a report at their next meeting. And Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave's got a listening session at the Union Grove Center this afternoon. It starts at 4 o'clock. He is especially inviting anybody interested in the Rails to Trails initiative to stop in with their comments as he starts to work on the 2017 county budget. WRJN.com is our webpage, and we keep our newscast in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.